as a missionary, it will be the most hard situation in the ministry. But God is the one who worked. And I was wrong. Because this is the one that God used to reach more soul for Christ. I have what we call this, that I am a chaplain. In our cities, I am one of the pastor in our cities, gave an opportunity to preach to the police officers. And every Monday, I share the gospel to the police. And during pandemic, because the police don't know me, they don't really know me, they allow me to go outside. Because during pandemic, no one are allowed to go outside. If they caught you that you are outside, they will bring you to the people has COVID. You know what I mean? So that you will die. You know what I mean? No, I'm just joking. I mean, they will punish you. You have what we call they give you a penalty. Penalty. So, I am only the one. So, what I did is this. Because our people has no food, thank you for your church, pastor. When, one time I messaged him and Brother Wayne sent money to me for our relief goods. And what I did is I give relief goods to my people. I mean to our church member. And because our country, during pandemic, they gave only one sack of rice. Then nothing. But praise God, because of your partnership, we could able to give every week food, relief goods to them. And you know what? What happened? What happened is this. We could able to reach not only the member of our church, but the whole member of the clan. Because we could able to give food to the families, and we share the gospel to them. And that's how God really works this ministry. We could able to feed and give relief goods and share the gospel. And now, by God's grace, they are now become a member in our church. And not only that, this pandemic, an opportunity to expand our ministry. We have an opportunity to go to another village teaching children, because when the what we call is that restriction getting down, we keep doing reaching children, and then we feed them and reaching them until we could able to establish and start a mission work. And we have two mission work. Beside our church, we have two mission work in other village. My prayer is we could able to buy a piece of land, build a building, so that instead of the people going to our church, because in the Philippines, not everybody has a car. Right? Not everybody has a motorcycle. So, what my heart desire is establish in every village, establish a church building, a mission work there, and I train young people or men to become a pastor in that place, so that we could able to reach more souls for Christ. I need your prayers that the Lord will provide $20,000 to buy a piece of land and $20,000 to build a building. I am praying families or individuals who could give a one-time love gift to be able to complete $20,000 to buy a piece of land, so that we could able to build a building. We believe building is not the one who go to heaven, right? But the one who go to heaven is us, who redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, the church, and that's us. And I am praying that the Lord will grant once again, so that we could able to do a church planting in every village in our cities, so that we could be able to reach more souls for Christ. Because if you can see, I'm just doing a service under the shelves like that. They just come first time, but on another, when you invite them again, they will not come, because they just see people. What do they believe is to see is to believe. You know what I mean? To see is to believe. If they don't see you have a church like that or a place that you can gather, they will not come. But if you have a church like this, we could able to reach more souls for Christ. So I am praying that the Lord will provide our needs. I am praying 20 families or 40 families who could be able to give $500 one-time love gift to buy this piece of land to build a building. Amen? So pray for us that we keep going what the Lord entrusted to us. We are here 2 weeks. We have been here for 2 weeks now. And it's really hard. We left our family back home, our children. Every time my wife talked to our daughters, my daughter said, "Please, don't hang up. I want to talk to you more." You know, it's really hard. But we're doing this because I claim it that this work is a great work that God entrusted to me. That God entrusted to us. So I pray that if you want to expand your ministry, if you want to add your reward in heaven, I hope you might consider our ministry back in the Philippines. It's really hard. It's really hard to away to your family, but we're doing this because for the gospel's sake. Pray for us. And I am very blessed for this week that there is a family who really love the Lord and see how they love God. And thank you for Wainwright family. Pastor, I supposed to come probably next month, but when I asked him that if I can come, thank you, Pastor, for you did not say you go next time, even though I know you have a series on your preaching, but you allow me to be here. And at the same time, Ma'am, I will be missing your food. When I came last Friday, probably my weight is, I gained weight, to be honest. Yes, I gained weight. Yesterday, oh my. Mom, thank you very much. Thank you for your heart. My wife really blessed to you, you know, and me also, you know. Thank you for your love to the mission work. I know God knows your heart desire, Pastor. Thank you. Pastor is, even though he don't want, but I taking him as my mentor. Even though he's busy, but thank you for your time when I was in the Philippines to chat me and everything, you know. I am really blessed. And words, again, God knows what you have done. I cannot return it to you, to your family, but I believe so one day in heaven, you will reap it. Amen? Yeah. Do you have any question before I speak? Do you have any question? Amen. At least I will not be in hard seat. Hot seat, I mean. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, let's open our Bible. I will continue. Let's open our Bible in the book of Philippians. Thank you also, Pastor, for allowing us to be in your class, Sunday school. It's really a blessing. It's really a blessing to see our fellow kababayan here. Ma'am Marisa, Cheryl, Ma'am Ann, and Ma'am Donna. Amen. Good to see you. It's really a blessing when you come to the church, there is a Filipino. Because at least I know they really understand me. Amen? So, okay, let's open our Bible in Philippians chapter 3. Verse 13 and verse 14. I really appreciate also your live streaming to Pastor Josh. Pastor Josh, I appreciate. You know, I learn to you. I watch you, you know. I feel really your heart every time you share the Word of God, you know. And thank you for your faithfulness. And your daughter. We met your daughter last Friday. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah. There you go. Hi, hi. So, okay, let's continue. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. I will read it and follow in your eyes. The Bible says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Let us pray. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, once again, I want to thank you and praise you for this wonderful morning that you allowed us to be here in New Life Fundamental, New Life Baptist Church. Thank you for Pastor Steve and Mom Lydia. Thank you for the whole church. Thank you for Pastor Joshua and my fellow kababayan. Thank you for their warm welcome. Lord, I pray this morning, I beg to you, I'm begging to you, Lord, that your name be lifted up. Use me to be a channel of blessing. I pray that the Holy Spirit works in our midst. I pray, Lord, that you speak to each and every one of us. Even in a single word, Lord, I know you can speak because you are the authority, has the authority to work in our midst. My English is not enough, but I know, Lord, we have one spirit in you that you can give us understanding. Lord, I pray that my health is not hindrance to share the word. My language barrier will not hinder to speak thy word. It will be a blessing that every one of us who have a relationship to you has an opportunity to serve you. So please, Lord, help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title of our message this morning, God is not yet done. God is not yet done. Why you say God is not yet done? Because, you know, this day the Lord has made for us. Just imagine, last 2 years, many people died. Many people got sick. Many people really in trouble. Many people in the Philippines, many businesses are closed because of the, problem. A lot of things happen. But praise God, Even though many people died, many things happened in this world, but God is not yet done in our lives. Amen? No matter what situation, what we have right now, probably you are sick, or probably you have a hard situation, or you are struggle. But I want you to know, God is not yet done to every one of us. Even though a lot of struggles, a lot of, you know, stumbling block, but you have a breath to take, it means God is not yet done. Because the one who control to our lives is not money. The one who control to our lives is not what we attain, not our work, but I believe the one who give life to us is the Lord Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul, when he wrote the book of Philippians, he was not in the 5-star hotel. He was not in the resort or beach. He was not in a many lights. He was in prison that many people doesn't like to go there. And that prison is not the same prison what we have right now. That prison is surrounded by rocks. And not only that, he had chain, right? And I believe his situation is not an easy. He was in a hard situation. But still, look at him. What he wrote in the book of Philippians, he never stopped encouraging the brethren, the believers of Christ, to keep going and going and serving the Lord. Because he believed God is not yet done. Amen. What he says? He says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press over the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We cannot see the discouragement in his life. We cannot see he was sorrow. We cannot see that he's getting mad. We cannot see that. But what we see in this passage, his full heart to the Lord, that he can able to keep going and going to the will of God. Sometimes many Christians, a little bit disappointment, a little bit discouragement, they don't want to continue. Sometimes he was upset to sister, oh, I don't want to go to that church because the sister is like that. That's not a Christianity. Christianity is willing to do for the Lord. No matter what! Because you cannot change what the Lord had done for us. You know what I mean? Look at Apostle Paul. Even though he said in chapter 4, chapter 3, verse 4. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any man other thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Apostle Paul, if anybody here said, I have this. Apostle Paul said, I more. What he said? Circumcised the 8th day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, touching of the law, a Pharisee concerning the zeal, persecuting the church, touching of the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, listen to this, those I counted loss for Christ. Are you with me? Yeah, I doubtless, I count all things but loss for Christ, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. I do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Wow. He was in a hard situation, but he never questioned God. Amen? He never blamed God because he believed. He is in the right path. Amen? And not only that, I want to share to you. This is very short. 3C. Amen? I want to see 3C on this verse. Number one, even though Apostle Paul was in the hard situation, but we can see, number one, his firm conviction. His conviction. It means his belief to the Lord Jesus Christ never failed. His belief to the Lord Jesus Christ never, changed. He said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Even though he was in prison and he don't know if he is able to go out again, but he keep his conviction. And his conviction is from the Lord. Amen? He's from the Lord. That's why look at him, what he says. He said, I press toward the mark for the high calling of God. We never see his discouragement. We never see on this verse he was weak. But he keep standing on his conviction because he really believed his conviction is the right thing. I want you to know, church, I don't know what your situation right now, but if you stay on your faith to the Lord, if you keep serving Him, if you keep believing on Him, no matter what situation, I want you to know, the Lord will never forsake us. Amen? Never leave us. Because His promise, not only promise, but His promises is true and faithful. Amen? That's why Apostle Paul, he stayed on his conviction. I remember when I was in the Philippines, starting this ministry, church building, we had a problem. Yes, we experienced problem. We experienced problem to the people. We experienced lack of things. There's come to the point, we don't have really money. In fact, when we came here, by faith, we just owed our money, our plane ticket to be here. I don't know if I could able to pay it when I go back home. But I will stand and keep going what the Lord want me to do. Because this is what I know. Serving the Lord is the great opportunity. Amen. Look at this. I want you to see. If you study the book of Corinthians, why look at this. Why Apostle Paul stay on his conviction? Not because of his own benefit, but for the sake of the other. Amen? Look at his heart for the Lord. Look at his for the heart for the soul. Even though he was in prison, but he kept writing and writing to keep encouraged the people in the church of Philippi. Because he believed these people will be used by God. You know, Epaphroditus? Is that the right word? How the Lord... You know, this one thing I see in the book of Philippians. Isn't it a blessing if our name is famous, not in here, but in heaven? You know what I mean? Many people want to be famous in this world, but not in heaven. Right? But look at this. Apostle Paul mentioned Epaphroditus because he see the heart of this man in the Lord. He never stopped. Look at the book of Corinthians. If you notice, look at book of Philippians. Look the difference, huh? Philippians, small church. Corinthians, big church. Big church. Many talented, many rich people and everything. But where we are now? Totally destroyed. You know what? What happened? Because instead, this church focusing for the soul, they're focusing on each other. I'm for Cephas. I'm for Apollos. They got a division. That's not the design of the church. The design of the church, I believe, to win more soul for Christ. Amen. This church is very small, but yet big impact during Apostle Paul. I am praying we will stand in our conviction no matter what. Amen? Just like Apostle Paul, he was in a hard situation. He was in the really not good situation. But you cannot see he asked God. You cannot see he blamed God. But what we can see to Apostle Paul, He kept moving. I ask you this morning, being a Christian, are you keep moving? Are you keep serving the Lord? Do you know more God? Do you have a desire to know more God? Or just, because you know what? I don't mean anything, but many churches right now, they're just maintaining. I believe the design of the church is to spread more the gospel. Because we are the light of this world. Not only the pastor, but all of us. We can become a missionary if we will stay on that conviction. Amen? Second one, Apostle Paul stayed not only in his conviction, even though he was in the hard situation, he stay on his calling. Amen? His calling. Apostle Paul, he never regret on the calling of God to him. Amen? But he stayed. He was very aware what God want him to do. How about us as a Christian? Do you still hear what God want you to do? When was the last time you prayed to the Lord and you asked God, Lord, what do you want me to do? Apostle Paul, he was in the dark situation, hard situation. But he never blamed, he never regret the Lord. He never come to him, I regret what I never think that. But he stay on his calling. Because what he think his calling is high calling. High calling. Serving the Lord. Probably you are a manager, probably you're a doctor, you're an attorney, or whatever position. But I want you to know, the calling of God is the best work in this world. Amen? When was the last time you submit the calling of God to your lives? Did you hear that? Or just come and go in the church? Or you're just after, you know, many Christians right now, they go to church just to see what is wrong. And what God want to hear. Because being a Christian, the reason why we are here, we want to feed our spirit, our soul. Amen? So that we may know what is the will of God in our lives. Look at Apostle Paul. He never stopped looking and seeking what God want him to do. He stayed faithful on his calling because he really believed the calling of God is the highest privilege in this world. Amen? And the last one, not only his conviction, not only his calling, but his commitment. Commitment. His commitment is not based on his emotion. His commitment not based on the people. His commitment based, according to the Bible, is this, the love of Christ. If you really understand what is the love of Christ, oh, you never refuse into your lives our God. Amen? The commitment of Apostle Paul comes from the love of God. What he said, for the love of Christ constraineth me. Galatians chapter 2, this is my last verse. Galatians chapter 2. Verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not die. But Christ liveth in me. And the life which I live now, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Isn't it a blessing that God gave himself for us, even though we don't deserve that, but his love gave to us? Amen. Church, I'm about to end. We are all saved. If you are not saved, I want you to know you need to have a relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. Even though you have everything, if you don't have Jesus Christ, I want you to know you are the miserable, or what we call the poorest people in this world. Even though you have everything, if you don't have Jesus Christ, you are the poorest. But if you have Jesus Christ, you are the richest. Amen. Now, Christian, listen to this. God is not yet done. But the question is this. Are you still willing to keep going? Are you still willing to reach more soul? Are you willing to invest? You know, many people want to invest. I'm not saying investing in this world is wrong. I'm saying is this. Many people want to invest here, but in heaven, no investment. If you want to add your investment in heaven, you might consider our ministry. Just imagine, New Life Baptist Church, New Life Baptist in the Philippines. We plant many New Life Baptist Church there. Isn't it a blessing? if you want to consider us, and if you want to invest in heaven, you may consider us. And time will come. God will meet us in the Lord's time, and He will say, isn't it, it's a blessing if we can hear to the Lord someday, welcome, thou good and faithful servant. I believe all of us, that's what we are desire. That when we meet the Lord, when we meet the Lord, He will say, child, come, welcome, thou good and faithful servant. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Brother Mark. God is not yet done. Whether you're an unbeliever or a believer, God's at work. And what we'd like to see is if you have not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, that you will see that God's work can make something beautiful out of your life. The surrendered life is the life to live. If you're a child of God, I pray you can see God's not done with your life. As long as you have life and breath, God's got a purpose and plan for you. So we're going to sing a hymn of invitation. Brother Josh is going to come forward and receive any who might have concerns or prayer requests. If you want to make a public profession of faith, whatever the Lord is dealing with you in your life, that's what this invitation's for. So let's stand and sing softly and tenderly.